I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
We have set up a Patreon. We have set up a Patreon.
Patreon, however you want to say it.
A Patreon. We have set up a Patreon.
What that does is that just helps us get things like train tickets, petrol for you. And it helps us get to bigger and better guests. We'll be doing cool little things on there, like
nice little giveaways.
Giveaways, you can put in your questions and then we can talk to you. Please go on to
www.patreon.com/overratedeverything.
Here we are at the beginning of episode
12 or 13.
It kind of gets a bit on top of you because we've done so
13
many guests
it'll
now,
be
because we've done so many guests you get a bit mixed up
and like you say the nature in which that we record them is also one, so yeah, we're recording this a little bit earlier in December. I think it's like December the 10th.
However, you're
hearing this on a very special day.
On New Year's Eve. So this will be out at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Which I will be just getting up.
Oh, God.
And a photographer will be arriving at my best man, Eve's house.
Yeah.
And I'm getting married in 4 hours.
Wow.
So it's a very exciting time for me, but this podcast isn't about me.
No, but we can divulge.
So, yeah, I mean, I hope you enjoy this New Year's Eve as much as I'm going to enjoy mine, and me and Andy are going to be together with our families and our friends. And
well, I'm going to be together with your family.
Yeah,
your
family and friend.
Oh, nice one, mate.
But no, this week, again, not to make it all about me, it's me.
It's the Tomo Tigers podcast with Thomas Tigers.
But no, this week we've got a great guest who's just like just one of us, isn't
she? Sounding shit. Like, literally, we went the other night and we recorded Jessica Ellis's podcast, which she talks about either in part one or part two, I think. Which we're going to do this time. We're going to do part one or part two.
Yeah.
So this is part one. And I said to you after recording it, I was like, she's just our mate now.
Yeah, she is. And I see, we went back and saw her the other day in Liverpool.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's just cool, man. Like, I spoke to her on the phone yesterday in now time, not your time.
Yeah.
podcast time.
What are you going to get me up for a day before New Year's Eve, weirdo?
But no, she's really cool and she's really laid back. I needed to speak to her about something. And yeah, she was just cool about it. And I do think that, you know, whenever I'm in Liverpool, I will go over and see her and say hello. And
yeah,
she
definitely
says that she likes to be beside the seaside.
Oh yeah,
where I live. So she'll come and walk the dogs. And yeah, I think we'll be pretty cool.
Yeah, I think so. I think we'll stay friends. Like, isn't that nice? And Jessica as well, is our first guest who actually kind of approached us.
Yeah, she followed us on.
She followed us on socials, and then I think she messaged saying like she loved it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, "Come on, man! Like, come on the show! Like, you're a wicked actress, and you know we love you. We love your stuff."
Yeah.
So,
and she's got a big following as well off the back of. For the listeners who aren't aware, Jessica played
Tegan
in Hollyoaks.
Yeah.
And she, you know, she's acquired a big following from that. She was a great character. Very, very down to earth. But her subject, which you will all know by now,
yep,
because you've clicked on us. is New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve, which is today.
Which is today, which for me, now...
Hashtag relevant.
Yeah, well, it's so relevant. So when she said it, we was like, wow, yeah, we've got a great talking point there. So yeah, I mean, I sort of agreed when she explained why she thought that New Year's Eve was overrated. I did agree.
Yeah, I think we both do. And I think a lot of you guys out there will. I know, like, you know, who knows? Some of you are probably listening to this now and, you know, getting ready to go out. Like, amazing if you do that, if that's your thing. Or to get married, yeah. you know, and you probably agree with a lot of what Jessica says, I think.
Yeah, there's like, she makes a lot of good points as to why she feels that New Year's Eve is... She makes a lot of good points as to why she feels that New Year's Eve's overrated.
And
I agree. I think there's, but we won't obviously tell you because then you don't have to listen to the podcast.
Yeah, that's the point in that, yeah.
but yeah, I mean, episode
13. I'm pretty sure it's 13. Yeah. We might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, with
Jessica Ellis. Enjoy.
Here we are, our New Year's episode. Happy New Year if you're listening.
Yeah.
If you're listening in 2019, if you are listening on New Year's Eve, then yeah, have a good night tonight if you're doing anything. We're here in sunny Liverpool, and our guest today, I don't think is related to me, but we're just discussing it off. I think it could be.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
It's the amazing Jessica Ellis.
Hello.
Hello.
Happy
mate.
New Year's Eve.
Happy New Year's Eve. And you're about to go against that statement, I believe.
Yeah, I totally think that New Year's Eve is completely overrated.
In what sense? Like, what?
Okay, so not so much like I love a party, I love being with all my friends. Mm-hmm, yeah. And I don't really do this as much now I'm older, but are you looking back on it, thinking about the days when I used to pay 50 quid to get in a club that I've never been to before?
Yeah. Where charges 50 quid to get in?
Well, it's like places in Manchester, and like Warehouse
New Year's
Project.
Eve. Yeah, man,
bullshit.
I remember being, where was it? What was it called now in Manchester? This is me showing how old I am. I can't remember what it was called, but I remember like me and all my mates paying like loads of money to basically just be in a room full of people that actually we didn't know, and it's New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
The toilet queue was so big that I was sick in a glass, and that then became my party trick.
What, being sick in a glass?
Yeah, because I was like...
Fucking mint.
It was like across the thing, up the stairs. Being a girl, obviously, it's so bad having, like, going to the toilet.
Yeah.
And I was like, to my mate, pass me that glass, and I remember
especially
being like...
Especially if you're wearing a jumpsuit.
Oh.
Yeah.
The worst.
Yeah, I only know that because of my fiance. Yeah. I don't wear jumpsuits.
I would literally just wear a jumpsuit, like, maybe for a meal. Because once I've had a drink as well and that, you know, seal's been broken, I will just piss for England.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jumpsuits have always confused me. Like, why? like on a night out, would you just give yourself another obstacle?
Yeah.
It's like heels. Heels are the same for me.
I never wear them.
My missus, she very rarely wears heels, but every time she plans to wear them, she's like, oh, I might wear heels that night. And then we kind of go, babe, you know, you really
can't. Because it ruins your night.
I just end up carrying Charlotte's heels at the end of every night. Well, she's scoffing a garlic bread with cheese down her neck.
Yeah, what was that, that like meme that, was it like that legend of a girl that put like McDonald's bags over her feet? Did you ever see that picture?
No.
It's like a viral picture of like someone had just taken a picture of this girl in a night out and she had like McDonald's bags over her feet and like carrying her shoes.
That's brilliant.
And that
That's
is just brilliant. Like the absolute epitome of heels.
Yeah. It is, man. Like you see, so like the beginning of a night out, everyone looks great and everyone's like, on New Year's Eve, same, everyone looks great and everyone looks beautiful and everyone's cool and dressed and that. And then the end of the night out, it's like girls are taking their heels off.
I've actually got a perfect picture that always circulates to my friends from New Year's Eve. And it's a picture of me and it's probably about 8 o'clock in the morning. And I'm outside my mum and dad's house, my hair's everywhere. Everyone says that I look like Subo in it. I will show you. But I've basically, like, my tights are down. I look like I've got stockings on, but actually my tights are just falling down that far.
Jeez.
I'm also walking on my tiptoes, but my heels are in my hand. And I'm shouting, I'm sure like a boy that I used to get off with lived at the back of my mum's and I'm shouting, I hope you've had the worst New Year ever. I mean, that's another thing about New Year, like the thing like, what do we wear? Like, I'm not one of those girls, like when my friends ring me and go, what are you wearing? I'm like, whatever's clean.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know the difference between dressed up and casual. Like,
yeah,
I don't really have that.
I'm the most boring dresser. Like, I think I wear the same clothes that I've worn since I was about 15.
Yeah. You'd fit in Liverpool. You've got a bit of North Face on.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen you dress quite smart.
Yeah, but I mean, for a night out, like what you just said then, like, you do. You put a nice shirt on and you get your nice jeans on, put a nice pair of shoes, you do your hair. And then come 3 a.m, you just look like you've been fucking dragged up.
And you stink.
Yeah, exactly. I'm with you on this, like, Jessica. Like, for me, I'm not a big fan of nightclubs anyway, really.
No,
like,
I'm not anymore. That was going to be... I was thinking about that.
Nightclubs is a thing, yeah.
Yeah, like, I love pubs that are... Don't get me wrong, I never want the party to start.
Yeah,
and
same,
everyone always probably ends up coming here. But I like a pub that's, like, open till about 2, 3.
Yeah.
So there's, like, a bit of music on in the background.
Yeah.
You can still chat to each other. Because I feel like now that... Oh, sorry, the dogs are
fighting. We've got a chihuahua fight going on, guys.
They're fighting, or either they're just wanting to fuck. Like, I'm not sure.
The what?
Chihuahua wanting to fuck. Look at... Oh, she's trying to...
Oh.
Jess, I know obviously you guys can't see this, but Jessica's got a really cute little boy chihuahua, and then she's just got a little puppy, haven't you?
Yeah, and his balls have just been... Maybe she's like, please, yesterday you fancied me. Today you're not interested. I do think he's gay, though.
It's me, babe, it's not you.
Yeah. What were we saying about? Oh yeah, pubs. So bringing it back to New Year's Eve, like I think that I would prefer, like much prefer, like there's an old man's pub next door to us.
Yeah, I've just seen
and
it.
I did say to Michael, I was like, because we're going to go there Christmas Eve, and I was like, should we do New Year's Eve there?
Yeah.
I've done a few house parties before, and they're a bit better, but
house parties are so much better for New Year's Eve.
Yeah, because like again, like. I don't know, it's like the pressure. Also, it's like the pressure of having the best night of the year.
That's it.
It's like, best night ever. And they're the shittest nights.
And if it's not, then you think, oh, New Year's 2017, it was so shit. Like,
Also, someone gets really dark, don't they? Someone gets like a bit pissed and they're like, this has been the worst year ever. Like, and all your expectations are put on this one night.
Yeah.
And like, also, I just think it's such a money-making thing. Like, your Uber goes up by 10.
Exactly.
Which pisses me off.
Yeah.
All of the, like...
Double drink, fare, innit?
Yeah,
stuff
double
like
fare.
That.
All the drinks
when you
up.
Said that then, I was like, what's your Uber?
Uber.
Yeah.
Uber.
I was thinking...
Your
what,
Uber, it's
I was
like...
I was thinking, what the fuck? Uber. It's
the Liverpool
fucking,
Uber.
Uzbekistan currency or something. I was like...
Oh, right, you thought it was a currency.
Yeah.
Your
like,
Uber.
What's your Uber?
New Year's Eve shit. But
sorry,
it saves,
your
saves
Uber.
We ain't got Uber in Grimsby, so.
Have you not?
No,
it's
I think
absolutely
we've got one taxi.
Smashing.
Yeah.
I fucking love Uber.
I do. I do like it. Obviously, I had a bit of trouble, didn't it? So I didn't really look into it, like with stuff in London and that. And, but it is great. Like, I
think it's actually like the problems with it when people were going about the safety and that. Actually, like, if when I used to live in London, like, I would have loved Uber to have been there because, yeah, like, you're a bit pissed. You might be on your own. You're in the middle of a dark street. You literally just drop a pin and someone comes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And also, on your phone, you have got their reg, exactly, their name. So if they're going to try and do anything funny, like, 100%, why would
exactly.
you?
If my wife goes out, like, on her, like, works doing all that, she's got my Uber account linked to her phone. So I'm like, get an Uber, babe.
She's
like,
smashing that Uber out. Well, I love that.
Yeah. Oh, mate, no, 1 year, and I think it might have been New Year's Eve. So no, it was a Christmas do, so it was around that time, so it's still kind of relevant. She went out for a work's do, Christmas do. I stayed in, obviously, with Little and whatever. Anyway, next day, woke up, she's there next to me. Oh, did you have a good night, all that, yeah. And I looked at my phone, and I had... She was only, like, sort of... 10 miles away at somewhere, £75 taxi bill.
Oh my God.
And I went, what's this? And I looked at it. I went, where'd you get a taxi from? She went, no, it was only like, I think it was in Stockport. So it's not too far. It should be about £20 max.
That teaches her for spending New Year's Eve in Stockport.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't New Year's Eve. That's what I'm saying. It was a work trip. Anyway, she was drunk. She'd gone on Uber. She didn't understand Uber that well at the time.
No.
She'd ordered herself
a sick
car. An Uber XL, whatever it is, like the dead nice, a dead nice minibus came and picked her up on her own.
Oh my
and
God.
And she was like, well, I thought it was a bit weird that they sent a minibus for just me. And I'm like, yeah, because you put that, you need like 12 people or whatever. And yeah, but like the good thing about it is, like I say to her, if you're going out, like use Uber because...
You can track them as well.
I can see where that car's been, everything. So like, obviously I'm not watching her, but like...
Yeah, you sound a bit stalky.
No, but like, if anything, like you say, if anything was to go thing it, it's like you've got the proof of where the car went, everything. Yeah. So it's safer. If she'd just got in any tax company or, which, you know, people have been doing for years, like whatever, but, or she got in like, you know, like the, what they called, like the little, the people do it in Manchester, don't they? Like little dodgy ones where...
Oh, yeah, the snide ones. Yeah.
Don't do that. Like, no. Obviously, where Uber is a little bit safer. It's a bit nicer. Mm. Like, we went to America. I say this nearly every podcast. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, that,
we went
no
to America
one,
on our honeymoon.
Fucking America.
And Uber over there is so handy for people because a lot of people over there use it as a second income. So, like, we were getting Ubers and people were like, oh, my God, you're British and all that. And we're like, oh, yeah, we're chatting.
There's your accent.
And, like, one of them...
every podcast we do, we just get a accent.
Trying to get a job now.
Not with accent, you're not
every Uber that we got in, like, they were like, oh, you're British and whatever. Sorry, Tom, I won't do it again. And
oh, my God, you're British.
We got chatting to one, and one of them was, like, a doctor. And, like, to earn a
little
bit more money.
I bet there's loads of actors as well.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
I was thinking about it, you know, times
are
tough.
If you're an actor, you're rich, aren't you?
Oh, no. You know what? I listened to your podcast and I heard this, right? You know, when you talk about your funding. And I was like, oh, my God, I so relate to that because I think, like, people have got a perception of me, like, also, like, because I've been in a soap for a long time.
That's even,
that I live in, like, a mansion.
Yeah, man, yeah.
And, like, listen, that, you know, 9-year-old Vauxhall Astra outside with a wing mirror missing, that is mine. Like, I did it to speak.
I haven't got a car. I'm in my missus's car.
I really related to that. I really want to, like, put that out there, like, we're not rich. And sometimes, like,
sometimes
I was earning more. Yeah, exactly.
You can be, like, you can...
We don't do bad.
No, a month you can be wedged. You can have, you know, you can have really good months or you can have really good years. But then at the end of the year, you've still got your tax to pay.
Yeah.
Which is a big
And
one.
I've got my student loan on top of that
exactly.
as well that comes
it's
out.
There's
and
all
then you've
sorts.
Got your VAT, you've got everything. Like, no, we are definitely not rich.
No,
so that means that we can't go and spend £50 on New Year's Eve.
Well done
working.
Bringing it back round, man. You're the best guest at bringing it back to the subject.
I was going off the subject again. I was working in a pub and someone said to me, they was like, oh, you was in This Is England, so why are you working behind the bar? And I was like, because I like getting drunk.
Yeah.
I've spent all my money and I'm not going to beg for money. I'll earn my money because I want to spend it on the weekend.
Yeah,
so
exactly. Do you know what? That's massive at the moment, isn't it, on Twitter? Like, didn't someone... tweeted a picture of a guy in America that was on, like, a big series, like...
Oh, I don't know.
I'm going to say Walmart, but I don't know, like, scanning things.
Yeah.
And someone kind of, like, shamed him, like, put a picture on, and then loads of people have jumped on it, because, like, at the moment, for me, that's what I'm thinking. Like, obviously, I've got bits and bobs that have been tidying me over and stuff like that, but I'm looking into, like... I've been applying for nannying jobs. So I used to nanny before. Oh, I did really? Toilets in between jobs and stuff. But it is hard because, you know, I used to work in a bar for years, like when I was at drama school and that. But I feel like, especially around here, jumping on a badge, I couldn't... Yeah. It's not that I couldn't hack it. It's the fact that just people saying shit to me. I'd just be like...
The thing is you've got things to pay for and you'll go out and earn your money. Yeah. So, I mean, it'd be worse if you went out robbing people.
Yeah, that's
it. So it's like you're earning your money to pay for your living. Like,
you shouldn't ever
be... If people are going to grind you down for that, then they're not even fucking worth looking at.
And they need to know that this isn't a full-time job, do you know what I mean? Like, when we're, like, we're self-employed, so when we're sick we want to do stuff, like, even, like, things about, like, having a baby. Like, I'm 31.
Yeah.
And obviously thinking about, like, I was there for 5 years, but also you're in a bubble and it goes really quickly and you don't really think about it.
Yeah, I bet.
I think to myself, well, I need to get another job before I do something like that. Like, it's hard, do you know what I mean? You can't just go... I'm going to go on maternity or I'm going to do this. Like, yeah, unless you've got a full-time job. Like, sorry, I'm burping because I've had so much Diet Coke. but I really related to when you said that and I thought that's really interesting to get that out there.
Yeah, it is because, like you say, people do have that perceived note. Yeah, like, you know, they must be rich. And one of the things I have struggled with in the past is working in between jobs.
At one point, wasn't you, after This Is England... was released, you was working in Asda, right?
Yeah, I think we did. I think I said this. Yeah, so basically, I sold. Someone came with This Is England. I worked on the DVD bit in Asda, and someone came over with This Is England, the DVD.
Oh my god!
Put it on the desk and was like, "Why are you there? I'm there." And I was like, "Cause like you said, cause like I like
people
I like,
don't get the concept." Like I was out the other week, and like obviously I've just come off screen, and people are like, "Oh, like." Another one is like, why did you go? Like, why? And I was like, you know, I was really honest about the fact that it wasn't my decision, but that's the nature of the beast. I live in Hollyoaks where people die every day. Yeah. Like, fuck knows why anyone lives there. I survived so much. And then in the end, a tree
How
got
long
me.
Did you do?
A
tree
got you. 5 years. Like, my parents double died. Both my boyfriends died. Yeah. Like, I had cancer.
Yeah, I remember that was a big storyline, wasn't it?
Yeah, I had loads of... So I did really well. And also, like... I'm so glad it happened because I needed that because you get comfortable because of the money and stuff like that. Yeah. But loads of people have been coming up to me recently like, so what are you doing next? And I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. And they're like, you do.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I don't.
Yeah.
No, surely you do. And I'm like, no, it's not that easy.
It's
you know,
easy.
Like when people go, have you tried Coronation Street?
My gran used to do that.
Have you tried Shameless?
Yeah.
I used to get that load.
Have you tried Shameless?
I'd be like, oh, wait a minute. Hello, Shameless.
Like, yeah. The show that ended like 10 years. Yeah, that same one.
No, but I think what it is because you know, I come from a family where no one, and I know you do as well, Tomo, like, no one in my family's ever done that, never been an actor.
Yeah,
so
me too.
Are you similar? So, like, when I first started, like I say, like, my gran, exactly that, she was like, what, like, Shameless is filmed... Where I live now, it's over the road, like it's right near my grand's at the time.
The corner, isn't it?
Yeah. And she was like, why don't you go and have a chat? Why don't you go? And I think what it is because normal work.
Yeah, if you wanted a job,
excuse the phrase normal work, but yeah,
you'd go in and say, is there anything?
Here's my CV, or have you got any jobs going? Like, I'll come in, I'll mop up, or whatever, get a Saturday. Do you know what I mean? That's how it works in the real world.
Yeah.
Quote marks,
you should have just stood at her at base every day, like after This Is England was released. Yeah. Just smiling at the producer, like, yeah, you're right.
Just bringing coffees, like,
Do you know, I think once as well, like,
did you ever have an audition for it, like that?
For Shameless? Mm. No.
I never did, you know.
Yeah. No. Which is strange. I mean, it's not strange because...
I think I missed... I think I was in drama school over quite a bit of it, though.
Yeah.
So I think I was there for... I was at drama school from 19 for 3 years. And then I lived in London as well. So I was kind of out of... Like, that's another thing for me. I was out of that, like, northern Manchester circuit. I've always been London. So I knew everyone in London and got my work through that. But now I'm here, I'm trying to...
Get back into that.
You know, even though I'm 31, I'm like, right, I'm new to this.
Yeah,
like, hi, see me.
Because if you're out of the loop for a little bit, you're bald.
Yeah, and it is so difficult when, like I always say as an actor, like the hardest work we do is when we're not working.
Yeah, the in-between bit.
Sitting around trying to keep sane and just like, because you need to get so used to being knocked back as well, like with auditions.
Rejection, like nobody likes rejection. Imagine getting rejected. Like, I had my first audition the other day, like, I've had meetings with casting directors and stuff, but a first kind of proper, like, in the room for another TV thing, kind of wasn't, like, you know, like when you read something, you're like, this is me. It kind of wasn't.
Yeah.
And it was only like...
That can be a good thing, though.
Yeah. It was only like a... It was like a good couple of scenes in like something. Anyway, like I just went in the room and I forgot what it was like. They didn't ask me what I'd been up to. It was literally, I went all the way down to London. I said, they didn't ask me to read it through. They just went, right, go. So I did it. And then they were like, thank you. And I was like, shit, I forgot what this, like, because obviously not all auditions are like that. But I was like, fuck, I've just spent 80 quid on a train ticket to sit down.
But it's good that you get in meetings as well, because it can be really difficult to come out of soaps.
Oh, God,
especially being a big character like you as well. You know, it can be difficult. Like, I always say, like, Sam Aston, for instance, who's been Chesney in Coronation Street for...
Yeah, yeah.
I've known him since we was younger. But
are you related?
No, because we look like... anyway, on to the next guest. It can be difficult to come out from you know, soaps to go on to more. So it's good that you're getting meetings straight away and stuff.
Yeah.
How do you feel it went? Do you think it went all right?
Well, no, it was shit.
Oh, really?
Sometimes
are the best ones.
Yeah, sometimes, though. Do you know what? You get them ones.
That's what I was like with Hollyoaks, actually. Like, I was working as a special needs teacher at the time, and, like, no offence to, like, Hollyoaks or anything, but I knew it was for a new family, and I knew it was, like, a cattle call. I knew there'd be loads of people. Mm. And I remember ringing my agent being like, can they move it to 4 o'clock? Because I don't want to lose out on 60 quid. I can't afford it for the rent.
Yeah.
And I remember just going in, and I'd met Rick before, actually, for, like, a late night one, and I was just so chilled about it, because I was like... I wasn't like, I don't want to do it, but I was just like...
If you get it,
and then they were like, oh, come back to Liverpool, and then the same kind of thing, like, I was in a room with, like, loads of, like, 18-year-olds that had, like, legs up to here, like, just not look like me. I also was I'm not a Hollyoaks girl, like... In my mind, what I pictured it to be, do you know what I mean? Like, this is not me. I remember ringing my friend being like, oh, I don't know. And then obviously, like, after that, like, they were like, no, we want you and we want your look. Mm, and actually, me looking the way that I did and being the way that I am helped me.
Mm. Well, everyone's got their own unique look, haven't they?
Yeah.
But you do have that kind of, because I got a call in the summer, Hollyoaks checking you, seeing if you'd be up for it. And as soon as I was like, I'm not the fucking model.
Everyone in Hollyoaks is fucking good looking.
Yeah, they are, like...
That's why people move to that street. Yeah. It's like, a lot of people die here, but...
Everyone's fit.
Have you seen her?
Carla, actually, when I got the job, she went, do you know... Like, she was like, obviously, like, well done or whatever. And she went, do you know what this means? I was like, what? She was like, that you're, like, quite good looking.
I was like,
thank you. Yeah. But no, like, she was just like... Like, it is a weird place to be in.
It's a soap that started out predominantly, and it is still kind of aimed at younger people.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, we chat a load on this podcast about things like, you know, like you touched earlier, like Instagram and stuff like that. Like, that's young people. So, and they look into Instagram and all they see reflected on it is like the perfect life. And that's what Hollyoaks is. It's set in Cheshire.
Yeah, I mean,
which
like,
is the richest county. It's got, you know.
Yeah. I first started, like, I felt like there was a bit of a change. Like, there was like, and this is, again, not no offence to anyone else, but, like, there was a bit of a, like, we're getting actors. And I worked, like, my first love interest was Jesse Birdsall. I don't know if you know who he is, but he played Marcus in El Dorado. Like, you'd know, like, he's an older actor, and he was really good. And I worked with Gillian Telforth as well, like, Kathy Beale. And she was brilliant. So I felt like there was a real, like, change in it. And, like... Yeah. Even now, like, me and my boyfriend were talking about it, like, I feel sad that my character has left, because I do feel like I was the only one representing the kind of, like, normal girl.
Yeah.
Like, everyone else is quite, like... And I think it's really important that we do have those representatives.
100%. Like, 100%. We've just done a podcast where we were saying, like, especially, like, with makeup and all that sort of thing, it's now become a big thing for young girls to be wearing loads of makeup. What all the pretty girls are wearing on things like the Real Housewives of Cheshire and Hollyoaks and things like that. Whereas it's
quite dangerous. I remember doing a shoot really early on I've been there for about a year or so, in swimwear, and I did not want to do that as Jess, but I thought, actually, like, I'm not saying I'm saving the world or anything, but I thought, you know what, it's actually really important that I do this, and that I say that I'm happy and confident.
Comfortable in whatever you are, yeah.
And I remember, like, getting the article back, and they were like, oh, yeah, they really like your interview, but it's a bit too positive.
What?
And I was like, fuck that. Like, I want it to be positive. Like, I don't want people to see me standing in a swimming costume with me going like, oh no, but really, like, I don't really, I hate myself.
Why
like,
would
that's
you
not
want
the
play
point
the
of it. I feel like it's so important, especially with things like Instagram, Tawee, that I think is like...
They're all so perfect, aren't they?
But also just really bad role models.
Some
really, like, nasty girls, like, that are like, I don't know, you know, maybe they are acting, I don't know, but, like, I don't think they're good scenarios or think... I wouldn't want my children to be like, that's what I need to look like.
No. Yeah, yeah, 100%. No. Like, my wife loves Tawee in that, and
I
kind
of watch it sometimes.
Yeah,
like,
I'm not a fan, but, like... She'll put it on, and I think she has in the past just sort of like, you know, when it's like Saturday and you just sat around having a lazy day, she'll put it on because she's recorded it. And I'm like, not while I've got a little girl. I'm like, wait till she goes to bed and watch it. I know they don't really swear in it and they don't whatever, but I was like, you know, I just don't want that to be, do you know what I mean? I like sitting with my little girl, like we'll put like films on, you know, like, it's like, right, Jumanji. We're watching Jumanji. Yeah. We're
classic.
Watching E.T. Yeah, like... You know, I mean, maybe that's me being like, you know, the actor dad. Like, oh, I want you to watch really good shit.
Does Phoebe understand what you do yet?
I don't know.
How old is she?
She's 4, so
I reckon she will do.
Yeah. She kind of gets it, I think, because I tell her that, like, daddy makes like videos and stuff, and daddy does things on the TV and that.
How do you find being a dad and being an actor?
It's put an extra pressure on because, like what you were saying earlier on, like you say, you know, your money doesn't last forever and stuff like that. And now, because like, you know, this time sort of a couple of years ago, if I was out of work, I'd be like, right, well, balls it, like, you know, I can just about get by because I can afford this and I can afford that and I can borrow off my mum if I need to.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, nah, I can't do that because then I'm failing as, in a way in my head, I'm like, then I'm failing as a father. So
it makes you more like,
I've got to get out
ambitious,
and get work. It makes you more, you know, things like this podcast, I don't think would be a thing if I didn't, because like, I'm like, right, I want to get creative. Hopefully this could, you know, help out and become a thing and that. And it does, it makes you a little bit more hungry. Every audition I go to now, I've not got, oh, I really want that part or I hope that pays well. I don't do acting, and we've spoke about this before. Like, I don't think someone, I'm guessing yourself, you don't act for the money.
Bollocks.
No.
Because if you wanted the money, you'd be what?
Love money. Love
no,
money.
No. But
I mean,
like,
it depends how much.
Yeah, acting, love money.
No, but I mean, but I think for me, like now, I have got to think that. I have got to go, oh, actually, hello, pup. This is, she's quite
she did she just get up there?
Yeah, yeah. Nowadays, you know, I'll come out of an audition, I'll go, I really want that because it's a really good part. But then in my head, I go, and it'll tide me over until at least this month. And so that means I can get that. And I can take Phoebe on a nice holiday. And
it is exhausting,
like that,
though,
know.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's and obviously, I've only been out of the bubble for a couple of months, but it's exhausting.
It's stressful.
To go, like, right, okay, I'm thinking to myself, right, well, I've got this and I've done that, and then I think Beck's money comes in December if they've got it on time this time because Equity fucked it up last time.
You've got to grow up.
Kind of like living on the edge, but do you know what? Like, I've got to remember that I thrived off that a bit before. Like when I was in London, it was just me, because obviously I've got Michael now, which obviously works in accounts, very boring. But he's got a proper job.
It's good.
Exactly. But like, I guess that I used to like hate but buzz off like Chase the Rent when I lived in London. We'd be
it gives you
be
a
like,
little...
right, if I do this. But and also, I've got to remember that, you know, I was living in London and I still had a really fucking great life.
Yeah, yeah.
I still managed to go out and get pissed
eat.
Yeah. Like, I mean, sometimes we had stuffing bowls, but like, if one of us like got a good job,
instant
like,
noodles,
we got this thing called Couple Special. Which, like, I don't think there was any kind of chicken in it, but it was loads of chicken, a pizza, like, about 5 lots of chips, and we'd be like, guys, I've done well. It was like a tenner, but we absolutely loved it. I think that you kind of thrive off that at the same time.
Yeah,
you do, yeah. But, I mean, we've completely gone off subject.
No,
again.
That's fine.
Yeah, we have.
Again,
sorry.
We say this every episode, man. There's no such thing, man.
No such thing.
I think the audience should know by now that we never stick to the subjects, and that's fine.
This kind of might tie in with it, but like the New Year's Eve thing, I think for me, it's not just the New Year's Eve. It's, do you know what? I fucking hate the New Year, New Me shit.
Oh my God, yeah. I mean, I'm a big
I'm dreading my gym in January.
I'm a big fan.
They are, do you know what I hate? And I think this is really bad, but really good, because I like people being fit and healthy. But I remember walking, like, you know, like January sales.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, every shop window had gym gear. And I thought, actually, that's really manipulative.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you just look, you go into people like, you've got loads of, like, yeah. And I'm guilty of it. Do you know, we was laughing with a friend the other day. Smashed the gym for like, my gym is literally there.
Yeah,
I've probably not been for 6 months, but like in January, I'm.
You'll have that.
No, honestly, I say to my personal trainer, honestly, I'm not going to drop out after 5 sessions.
Yeah.
I've probably still got about 5 left with him from last year, but like, I'm like, no, I'm going to buy healthy. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Mm.
But you'll do it when you're ready. Like,
exactly.
And that's the thing with the society as well. It's like, there is added pressure. People saying like, it's in your face, like say with new gym gear and the gyms are doing new offers. And it's like, you're not under pressure to go to the gym. If you want to go, you'll go.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean?
It's like smoking, as you're happy, anything like that. Yeah, like, you'll only do it when
you're ready. I'm a big sort of thingy of like, if you've got something that you don't like about you, like, you know, you can change it. Why put all that, like you were saying before, like the pressure of New Year's Eve to be a good night? Then there's also, like, say, that added pressure of like, right, okay, 2019, it's the 1st January. If, oh my God. And then February, you get depressed that you've not done it.
Do you know that the most, like, this is quite dark, but like, in January is the most time that people throw themselves in front of tubes in London.
Yeah, yeah.
In Manchester, I wish they had tubes. But yeah, like, it's a really dark time for people. And I do think that is an added pressure of this new year, because
100%.
There's so much shit on Facebook and everything, like, new year, new me, gonna do this, gonna do that. And I'm like you, like, if you want to change something about yourself, change it.
Yeah, yeah.
But
why
don't you change it in March?
Yeah, exactly. But I am...
I think
I think it's something to do with, like, you, time is just something that we've completely made up.
Oh, God, yeah, that's
freaky,
isn't it?
I mean, it exists, like, thingy, but, like, you know...
Because Chinese have got a different one.
Yeah, exactly. The Chinese have got a different calendar.
They've just gone bollocks to everyone else. We're being
But, like, for me, like, even, like, little things, like, sometimes I'll go, you know, it'll be, like, Thursday, and I'm having like, a Chinese takeaway or something like that, and I'll sit there, and after a day, I'll go, oh, right, I need to stop this now. I'll stop on Monday, and it's like, fucking stop tomorrow. Yeah. Stop on a Friday.
I'm a bit of a thingy, like, let's say... Say if I've had a couple of weeks of not going to the gym and, like, having a couple of drinks because I've been busy or whatever. I do that, though. I'll go on the sort of Friday night. I'll go, oh, I'll have takeaway on Friday. Then I'll probably go to the pub.
It's a treat. We're like dogs. It's like a treat system.
Yeah.
I've done it with cigarettes for years, and I think that's why it's hard for me to break. Like, I remember, like, at uni, I'd be like, right, do this bit of work, and then have a cigarette. Like, at work.
People actually do work at uni, do they?
Well, I mean, I was at drama school, darling. I don't know why I called it uni. Okay. Yeah. But, yeah, no, like... at work, like, it was such a habit, like, the cameras were there when they've turned around, because it's all single camera there as well.
What, Hollyoaks is all one camera?
Yeah, it's single camera,
is it? Really?
Yeah.
So
that's
why
it looks a bit different. It looks a bit, some of the shots are a bit filmic,
So
it looks different from all of the other soaps, because they're obviously multicam.
Yeah.
So it's obviously, like, hard work.
Wow, God, I bet that's stressful, isn't it? One camera.
One camera and all them tears.
You learn something new every day, that's mad.
I've recently just shot a commercial, and there was, like, three or four cameras, just shooting from everywhere, and we got it done in, like, 5 hours.
Like,
it's amazing.
Because you'd think with Hollyoaks, because a lot of the stuff that we've heard about Hollyoaks and that with previous guests is, it's done quite quickly.
It's quick, mate. It's so quick.
So you'd think, like, more cameras obviously mean you can get things done quicker.
Yeah, well,
if you've got
two cameras, you can get things...
Two shots at a time.
Twice as quick.
The only time that they'll have, like, two cameras is, say, for, like, if it's, like, a stunt, like what we just did with the storm, or, like, if it's, like, a big fight scene in the village and there's a lot of people, but that is the only time. Like,
wow,
it's,
that's quite surprising, though.
Yeah, but I think the thing is, like, one, it's not a purpose-built set, so it's a school...
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
it's a real...
Yeah, so you know, like, in Corrie and places like that...
Waterloo,
like,
Road and stuff.
It's like that, you know, the cameras are built into the wall and they'll come out and they'll switch around like that. Ours is, like, not. It's, like, actual rooms, like, actual flats. Like, used to be an old college and a school.
Right. What, so each house is built into, like, an old room? Like...
It's like a house, yeah. So it is cool in that sense.
It's like, this is England's... It's all location. Yeah. So similar-ish enough that it's... It's not like a three wall, like a lot of the audience, like if you've ever watched like the outtakes on like Friends or anything like that, like a studio kind of thing, it's a house where there's four walls and the cameraman has to press up right against it. But yeah, that's good.
I would like the experience of doing a soap. Like,
do you know what? It's honestly like taught me so much.
As an
like,
actor.
Yeah, like I was proper into theatre. Like before I did it, I'd done like an episode of Doctors, a couple of episodes of EastEnders, but and like a few short films. But that was it, really. Yeah, I thought for me, I saw my career like theatre, and I loved it, and that's what I wanted to do. And obviously, this came along, and it's just taught me like so much. Like I can like the speed I can look like. You literally get sent, sometimes you get sent your sides at like 7 o'clock at night. You might have been working from 7:30 the next day. Like, it's hardcore. Like, and also, like, amendments
constant
on the floor.
Constant amendments.
Amendments on the floor. Like,
and you've got to be word for word as well. You're not allowed to change any of the dialogue.
Well, I mean, it depends how long you've been there, really.
And
who you're working with and how long you know your character. If you just go, like...
Yeah.
If they trust you as well and you go, like, listen, like... That's not like, oh, my character wouldn't say that, but kind of like...
I think the big thing on any set is trust, and that's why Shane Meadows' stuff's so good, because he trusts us, like, all of the dialogue on This Is England's improvised.
Yeah, I love that.
It's fun,
it's
fun.
But that's the thing with trust, like, I think that's a massive thing on set.
Yeah, definitely. But the thing is, as well, is, like you say, like, Hollyoaks and, you know, other soaps like that, like, they are a machine in the fact that, you know, Hollyoaks especially, it's on every night, isn't it?
People believe that you are that person.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I was at an event last night, and plus, like, it's really nice sometimes seeing, like, people's reactions. We were at this really cool, like, diversity award with these amazing people that are doing so, like, great stuff. And when I'm at those things as well, sometimes I'm like... Like, don't look at me or praise me. Like, I just fucking pretend to be someone else. Like,
yeah, it's mad, innit?
You've literally saved the world.
Yeah,
and I'm like, and they're like, oh no, you're like, and I hate, like, I'm almost kind of like, don't want to be there. But this woman, like, walked past and she, like, just got her award and then she went, and then she's like, oh my God, you're alive. Like, and you know that they're kind of joking, but also at the same time, like, not.
Yeah.
But that means you're
crazy.
Doing a brilliant job.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Like, that is really nice when you hear that. But, like,
do you turn around in the street when people shout Tegan?
No.
See, when people shout Sean, and, like, say, if I'm with the missus or if I'm with the lads, they go, oh, someone's shouting you. And I go, no, they're not, because my name's not Sean.
Yeah, I get a little bit precious to you about your own name.
They go, oh, it's Sean. I go,
do you know
it's
what?
Tomo.
For me, it's like, because even you, like, you make a conscious effort on this podcast to call me Andy.
Yeah.
Or Andrew.
Oh,
Andrew,
I heard this because people were calling you Gadget.
So he calls me Gadge normally anyway, like, with everyone from This Is England does. So when people shout Gadget at me, I'm not that offended, but I do buzz when people go, oh my God, Andy Ellis. And I'm like, oh, you've got ISDB, mate.
Yeah, when people know your name. Yeah. Do you know what? Like,
thank you.
Or people shout Hollyoaks at me, like Michael, my boyfriend, gets really it. They go, Hollyoaks. And he's like, imagine if you just went like, Asta. like
Boots.
Yeah, like, fuck off. I wondered what that kind of feeling was, right? And I was listening to this podcast with, what's his name? He's basically, you know, How I Met Your Mother?
Oh, yeah.
You know
the
guy that's like the Lothario, but actually he's gay in real life?
What's his name now?
Nicola, he's in like Unfortunate Events. But basically this podcast called Behind the Cameras or something with really famous people.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how, I don't know what it was, but when he was younger, from like 16 to 18 or something, he was in some kind of like sitcom soap. And saying that, like, people would shout whatever, I think it was, like, Bernie or whatever at him. And he was saying that the reason that he couldn't process it was because he didn't understand whether it was, like, a dig.
Yeah.
Or if it was, like, a celebration. And I feel like that sometimes.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like it's intimidating. So if someone's like, Tegan!
Because it's
I'm
not...
I'm a bit like, are you taking the piss? Or are you happy? Like, so I feel like I get a bit defensive
because
about
it's not... It isn't... isn't normal, like, you know, like you said then, like, you wouldn't, if you worked at Asda or Tesco or something like that, or you were a doctor or whatever, people wouldn't go, doctor, live in Shaw Hospital. And I think what that, because it is, especially because it's not normal, like, say, like, it's not a dumb thing, so anything that's not normal is scary. I remember when the film This England came out, I remember me and my mates, we were sort of like 16, 17, and my mate just passed his driving test. We went to Blackpool.
Love Blackpool, my favourite place in the whole world.
I've spent my birthday there every year.
You love it, don't you?
Went for my 21st just as a whoopee cushion.
Oh, really?
We
need photos of that.
Honestly, I love that place.
Yeah, it's amazing.
When we were walking down the strip, The strip, whatever it's called. The prom. we were walking down the promenade. And we're walking down the prom. It was like, we went in like, my mate just passed his test. We went in like November or something. No one was there. Not November, because everyone's there, innit? We went in one of them months where it was dead anyway. No one's in Blackpool. No lights on, nothing.
January.
Probably January or something. Yeah, probably New Year's Day now. And a group of lads walked past us and they were all looking at me. Now, my previous to that, like my, if I went out with my two mates, like, they're both kind of, you know, skinny lads, like whatever. And I would normally be, oh yeah, let's have a fucking go at this fat twat. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what got into my head. I was like, oh, fuck's sake, there's a gang of like five lads there. They're all looking at me. They're going to start scrapping. It's going to be me the aim for. And we're going to, do you know what I mean? It happened loads, like growing up in Wivenshaw and that. And I turned around to my mates, Jamie and Jordan. I was like, oh, fucking hell, they're looking. And they just both turned around and went, you've just been in a film. And I went, shit, yeah, fucking hell, it's that. And it was,
honestly,
it was that.
When I was single, I couldn't work out if people were checking me out or not.
Yeah.
My boyfriend now says that he sometimes thinks girls are checking him out, and then he realised they're looking at me. And I was like, fuck's sake.
It's not all about you,
yeah,
pal.
Yeah, he's like, but also, the one, a thing that I find really interesting is how people like to tell you how shit it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Taxi drivers.
We had this conversation, yeah.
I didn't drive when I first moved here. And like, I used to get a taxi to work every day, and they'd like love to tell me, like, and I thought, imagine if I was like, you're a taxi driver, that's so shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I would never do that. But
you work for Lynx Taxis, don't like them. Yeah. Don't like
totally
them.
Holy shit, never go. Yeah. Like, don't watch it. I love it when people go, don't watch it, and then tell me my whole fucking storyline.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
my girlfriend
yeah, yeah.
watches it and then continues.
Sorry,
to
I've
tell
said
me.
That on this podcast.
Oh, no, no,
earlier.
No.
Yeah, I just don't watch TV,
no,
really.
No, no, of course. Like, and that's the thing, like, I'm like, of course, like, also, like, that embarrassing thing of people go, oh, she's in Hollyoaks, or what do you do? And then they go, sorry, I don't watch it. And you go, no, sorry, it's fine if you don't watch it. Like, I get really awkward.
Yeah, what's the point?
I think it's because it's like a sense of reality has been broken with us. So it's like, we don't feel like real people. Therefore, people feel like they can come up to us and go, that was shit, or like, I don't like what you do.
Yeah, yeah.
Do people ever tell you to, like, say if you're on holiday, I remember I was in Ibiza, I think, with my dad, as you do.
Raving.
Yeah. And someone came up to me and he said, oh, can I have a photo? And I went, yeah, of course, yeah. And he went, oh, I'll take your hat and sunglasses off. I went,
oh my God, yeah.
I was like,
no.
At what point can you tell me what to fucking wear for a photo? Yeah. Take your shorts off then. We're telling each other what to wear for a fucking, yeah.
Absolute funny story from last night, right? And this guy obviously did not mean it, right? This old guy. I came out and he was like, can I have a picture with you when you come back in? I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So he was like, thank you. Got his friend to take it. He stood next to me and he went, can I put my arm around it? And I think he obviously just meant me. And I went, yeah.
It? What do you mean it?
He meant me. I think if you mean by it, you mean me, then yeah.
Oh my
went,
God.
Can I put my arm around it? And I just looked at him, I was like, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like, brilliant. Like, I think you become, like, not a real person. Like,
it's like you're an object. Some people just come over and, like, some don't even ask sometimes.
Yeah.
And we sat on the train, people just point a phone at you, like,
oh, my God, I hate it when they leave the flash on. Michael goes sick. Yeah, yeah. He's like, I want to go and take a picture of them.
I do it. Someone does it to me, I start taking photos of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got loads of photos of random people on my phone, honestly.
On trains and
that. Yeah, I love it.
There you go.
Another good one. I feel it was a good one.
Yeah, I really do. I felt really at home at Jessica's. Again, you know, like we said at the top of the podcast, like she asked, we didn't know her, or, you know, you'd not met her before, I'd not met her before, and she didn't ask to come on the podcast, but she kind of commented on something and we were like, oh, why don't you come on? So, she, you know, complete sort of newbie to our lives, but instantly just felt really comfortable chatting to her.
And she made us feel really welcome in
her
house. And a beautiful, beautiful house, man.
It's just
such a cosy little gaff, like.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah, it's really nice. And then the little dogs as well, I think, Rita and Bob. Cute little chihuahuas, man. Rita, literally for half of the podcast, Rita was just sat on my knee. And she's only literally about the size of what? Like a small rabbit.
Yeah, she's very, very, very small and cute, isn't she? But yeah, I enjoyed that. And it was, again, just to go back to agreeing with a lot of things when she was saying that, you know, pubs are rammed, you can't get anywhere near the bar, the locals are charging you to get in. It's like, you know, it's all a bit, it's a bit mad that just because the day's got a title.
That you make it a big, big thing. But yeah, I mean, again, agreed with her on everything she was saying. New Year's Eve's a great time. I'm going to have a great night tonight. Well, yeah, mm. New Year's Eve. And I know you are, Sonny
Jim.
And I hope all the listeners have a great night and don't feel put off by it. But, you know, like we said in that, it's just a day. It's just a night. Like, I think one of the things that is about New Year's Eve is you put a lot of pressure on that night.
Yeah, of course.
And if you don't have a good night, then your New Year's is ruined. And you're going into 2019.
Yeah.
Or whatever year. Ruined. Could have a crap year now because I had a crap New Year's. And maybe just don't put that much pressure
on. Don't put no pressure on yourself for it. And, you know, January the 1st is just another day. It's like, fair enough, we touched subjects in that episode, that it is a nice time to reflect on the year you've had.
Yeah.
You know, you've worked hard, you deserve to celebrate. But, you know, if you're feeling like you need to make New Year's resolutions, like, I think you can make resolutions any day. If you feel like you're not happy in something and you feel like, i.e. going to the gym or anything like that, a lot of people start in January. But you can do that any time, do you know what I mean?
That's it. You know, it's just, time is just something that we've made up.
It is. It really, really is, yeah.
You know, it's just us going, the sun orbiting us or whatever it is, like, that's it. That's all it is, us spinning round. That's it. And we've just made it up, right? Okay, that's a day and that's a whatever.
Although it's good to, if we didn't have time then, and I suppose we'd always be late, wouldn't we? Or really?
Literally. Listen closely now, Tomo. I can hear loads of listeners' minds just being blown. Someone's on the bus on the way to work now and their head's just going, whoa! Thomas Turgoose from This Is England, man! Whoa!
But yeah, no, we'll keep this one short. I thought that was Joe Dempsey from This Is England then.
Oh yeah, it looks a bit like him. Just for our listeners, we're recording the outros and intros while we're recording a couple more guests. We're currently in Leeds.
That was Higgy.
A bloke looked the double of Higgy from Joe Dempsey's character in This Is England. But we're literally sat on a random street in Leeds, just outside people. You know what we look like? You ever seen Matilda?
Yeah, the film, of course.
Yeah, you know, like when there's the...
The detective.
They're salesmen. What is it? They're speedboat salesmen. Speedboats. There's no water around here. Like, we look like them. Like, we're just undercover. Really shit undercover police with, like, big microphones and that. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, we won't waffle because it's New Year's Eve and you want to be going out and getting your nice dresses on and looking pretty for the evening. And from me, I hope you have a fucking cracking evening. I know I certainly am going to be.
Yeah,
good luck in the new year. And we'll see you next week with another great guest.
With part two of Jess.
Oh, of course. Yeah, we've got part two of Jess, sorry, next week.
Just to echo what Tomo said, Happy New Year, guys. Thank you very much for listening to us. We're going to have a lot more of this kind of stuff to come in 2019. We're really excited. We've got some great plans. We've got some great guests
lined up. Jesus,
We've not got him. He was busy. Jesus.
Oh, shit,
he couldn't do it. He was washing his hair that day. He was. But, you know, it's this time of year.
He's busy this time of year. But hopefully February we'll get Jesus.
We might
on.
Get him, can be close to Easter, can't it? He's a busy guy.
Yeah, we'll try.
We'll try our hardest, guys. But he is busy. And he obviously, you know, he works in mysterious ways. So it's one of them. But, all right,
Happy
guys.
Happy New Year.
We're just chatting shit now. Happy New Year. Have a good night. Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince.
I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.